This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your spouse is most likely to cheat with these five people. Listen closely. This is not to scare anyone. This is just to keep you informed and make sure your head's on a swivel. It speaks to Why Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Husbands and wives who commit infidelity, they don't just cheat on their spouses with anyone. You know what I'm saying? They cheat on their right. partners with people who fall into a very specific category that makes them more likely to spark temptation and have an affair.
Right.
Kind of like these five I have right in front of me.
Like there's more of like an emotional, long-winded thing going on.
That is,
I think it's very common,
safe to say,
for like people in relationships to just go cheat on you with some random person at a bar. But when you're married, it actually is more in depth and it hurts more. Not that I would know, but
it's a punch to the gut. Call us at 585-252-9800 if your spouse has ever did you dirty on with somebody in one of these categories. We'll start at five, work our way up. Their ex. Staying in touch with an ex increases the odds of cheating when current relationships have hit a rough patch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
They just go right back to where they started. So you got to...
It's like the comfortability of it all.
Yeah, it's a familiar thing.
Mm-hmm.
So they always go back to the ex. This Ew. Was not surprising either. The neighbor. People are most likely to cheat with someone nearby. Because
out of convenience,
the opportunity is there,
right?
Women cheat with neighbors more than men do, mostly because men fear getting caught too close to home.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, you don't want to crap where
and
you
women
eat.
Women are probably like, oh my god, I have to take care of these kids, I have to clean the house, I don't have time to go out, I might as well just go across the street.
And I'm sure you guys have seen this time and time again with somebody. Maybe you were in a relationship and you got cheated on.
Me, which time?
Yeah, someone at the gym. Because they say Ashley Madison users said they work out to stay attractive for someone other than their spouse. So watching others exercise can trigger sexual attraction, turning gyms into cheating hotspots.
No, I like gyms, there's a sexual undertone at all gyms. I agree.
Even Planet Fitness.
I wouldn't say that, but that's all right.
A stranger online, because obviously the internet makes cheating incredibly easy these days. So all you would need is Wi-Fi.
You're in a chat room. A
little bit of curiosity.
Her name's Lauren. It's really Gary from Oklahoma in his mom's basement.
For some people, online cheating becomes extremely addictive, and people do it time and time again. And then your colleague.
Because it's a fantasy.
How many people have been cheated on by their ex?
Or current.
Today. Yeah, they say men and women admit to cheating with coworkers according to them, you know, talking to their therapist.
Because if you think about it.
Emotional bonds over share work stress can quickly blur boundaries, especially on business trips. You got that one significant other that travels a lot.
But I'm saying if you think about it, you're spending more time at work than you really are at home. for most jobs.
Yeah, that's why
you know what I mean?
That's why this is my work wife. This is my work husband.
Which also just gives me like, if you ever called me your work wife, I would puke in the trash can.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, thank you.
She goes, so should I stop using that term?
Listen, I've seen this. I used to be a traveling sales guy. I was on the road for 5 years. I was going to bars. I was going to hotels. I was eating alone.
Yeah.
And you see these people coming in for conference meetings, what have you, and you could tell which ones, you know, are very flirtatious with their coworkers. That's how it takes place. That's how it happens. Yeah. You know, it's constantly and it's easy for people. Quick hookup. No one's going to know about it. Do it in the hotel. Fly your separate ways.
I was the other girl with a married man, and yes, it was a colleague.
See, it was the colleague. It's always.
How do you?
Couple calls coming in right now. Let's get to over to them. Good morning, PXY. Who is this?
Hi, this is Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. Good morning.
What's up, Chels?
So I heard you guys asking people to call for this topic.
Yes.
But I was cheated on about 5 months ago.
5 months ago. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So my husband and I got married this past July.
Oh, that didn't take long.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez, that did not take long, Chelsea.
Yeah. That's soon sad. To be ex-husband.
Right.
So yeah, we haven't even been married for 9 months, and he cheated on me with his coworker.
Oh, it's such a classic.
That's on the list.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the colleague. Roughly 36% of men and women admit to cheating with coworkers. Oh.
Yeah.
Not great.
I mean, I've learned a lot from this, and like, one of the things, like, you just really don't ever know the person you're with.
Mm-hmm.
For someone to claim that they love you, just be able to throw it all away, like, within 1 year into the relationship. Like, I honestly, like, would not wish that on my worst enemy.
Sure.
Would it be safe to say, going into the marriage, you had any doubts or none at all?
None at all.
So how did you find out, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I mean, so for months he'd become home late, and he'd say he had to work late, he had a happy hour, whatever. It was like always a work thing that I was not invited to. And there was like an inkling of a thought in the back of my mind, but I didn't want to go there. You know, I'm like, we're so, newlyweds, you know?
Yeah, so you would never question it, what he was doing.
There was just, yeah, there was one person I had questions about is, of course, the person that he cheated on me with.
So you already knew who this individual was?
Yes.
Oh,
so
God.
I just want to say to everyone that's listening, you have to pay very close attention to the signs.
Those signs being?
When the person you're with gets defensive as soon as you start asking questions.
Yeah.
That needs to raise some flags. And I didn't want to believe it. And it took the other woman messaging me and telling me what was going on because she couldn't live with the guilt anymore.
Oh, no, that's one way to find out.
Uh-huh.
What was going through your mind as soon as you got those text messages? I'm going to kill him.
It was everything. It was complete devastation. It was a fury of anger. It was shock. It was almost like, oh my God, I knew something was going on. I mean, it was everything.
Yeah.
To throw it all away like that, not even a year into, I mean, how many months were you married until you found out he was cheating?
Like 8 months, 9 months.
Oh, man. Yeah. So sorry.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What a punch in the stomach.
Yeah. And it's like, I never thought that would happen to me, especially like after getting married, you know?
Right.
Did he, when, you know, you caught him red-handed, was he in denial about anything?
He kept telling me that that woman is crazy and that I shouldn't believe anything she says.
Such a classic. Such a classic line.
Mm-hmm.
She's crazy.
Literally nobody shocked whatsoever.
Right. Oh, so now what? What's the plan moving forward, Chelsea?
The plan is to keep on keeping on.
Yeah.
And file for divorce and recover.
Yeah. Did you kick him out of the house? Or who's living where?
Yeah, he left.
And went to that woman's house who he said was crazy?
He's living in her basement with her. Oh, that's so tough.
That is so tough.
Thank you for sharing that vulnerable story. I'm so sorry that happened.
Yeah, but that's wild.
It just goes to show you.
You never really know someone.
You don't. And your spouse could be most likely to cheat with one of these five people on this list. So, like Chelsea said, pay attention to the signs. Thanks for calling up, Chelsea. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, guys.
And chin up.
Chin up, kiddo. You got this.
All right. Thanks. Love you guys. Have a good one.
Right,
you
too.
Too, Queen.
Thanks, Chelsea. Bye. Probably the best advice I've ever given anyone. Hey, chin up. And then I'll go over to Frank, who seems to be trauma dumping this morning. Don't forget to add a possible family member to the list. My girlfriend cheated on me with her second cousin. I'm not making this up. Okay, Frank, we'll go ahead. We'll put that on the list for you, buddy.
Okay.
Not us doing a radio show in Georgia.
So tough.
Oh, God.
98 PXY.